Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Hi, reader. Welcome back to part two of our pirate adventure. We released part one earlier, so be sure to listen and get all caught up. Reading Bug Adventures is written, created, and produced by The Reading Bug, our family-owned children's bookstore in California. This is our very last episode for the season. Thanks so much for all your support, and be sure to listen to every episode of Reading Bug Adventures. Or listen again and share your illustrations with us on social media or by email at pictures@readingbugadventures.com. We're having so much fun with this podcast, so please help us out and spread the word. Write a review and talk us up on social media so we can continue to grow our audience and create brand new episodes. And don't worry, we're hard at work writing and recording new stories, so you can expect season two soon. Make sure you're subscribed to our channel in iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts, so you'll be the first to know when new episodes are available. As you know, The Reading Bug also has a subscription box service at readingbugbox.com, and we're super excited to introduce a 3-month summer reading bundle for 2018. Great books picked just for you by me and the rest of our staff at The Reading Bug, and matched to your unique age and interests. That way, you can be sure you're getting the perfect books to keep you excited through the summer. Order now at readingbugbox.com and get 10% off with the discount code ADVENTURES. Now, reader, do you remember what happened in part one of our adventure? That's right, it's hard to forget. We were stuck in the most dire of situations. After jumping into a book bag full of pirate stories to save the Reading Bug's friend Priscilla, we found ourselves on Blackbeard's ship in the middle of the ocean. Blackbeard tricked us and threw us into the dark, stinky hold of the pirate ship where, thankfully, we found Priscilla. The bad news is, unless we can find a way to escape, we've got a terrible choice to make. Either join the pirate crew or be forced to walk the plank in the dark, cold ocean. I don't know about you, but I'm not eager to return to that yucky pirate ship. But we've got to get back and save Priscilla. So, on the count of three, let's all fly back to Blackbeard's ship and continue our adventure. Ready? 1, 2, 3, let's fly!
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Reader, hi, welcome back. I'm so glad you were brave enough to come back and help rescue Priscilla from these mean, smelly pirates. We're going to need all the help we can get, and I know your imagination is in tip-top shape.
Yes, thanks for coming back, Reader. I surely wouldn't want to face these pirates without you. And remember, we've got to get Priscilla home to her parents before they begin to worry.
Yes, please. I don't want to be a pirate. I don't want to walk the plank. I just want to go home.
Shh, listen. Oh no, the pirates are coming back. We need to think of a plan to escape, because they sure don't sound like they want to make nice.
Ready or not, here we come. You low-life fish bait swim buckets. Are ye ready to join me crew or ain't ye?
Join me crew.
Oh no, Reader. Priscilla, it's too late. We're doomed if we walk the plank. So I think we've got only one option here. Follow my lead. Yes, Captain! We've decided to join your crew! Yo-ho-ho! A pirate's life for us! Etc., etc.
Speak for yourself, Lauren. I'll never, ever...
Shh! Priscilla, I think Lauren is stalling for time while we try to figure out a plan to escape. I know she doesn't want to join this nasty crew either.
Oh, okay. I get it. Well then. Captain, yes, we are all ready to report for duty on the Queen Anne's Revenge. Just give us our orders and we'll be the rootin' tootin'est pirates you've ever seen.
Excellent. You made your decision just in time. Methinks we're about to see some action and I'm going to need your help. If you look portside, you can see a ship. Looks like a British cargo ship to me.
That's a ship that carries tea, cocoa, sugar, and other items to the colonists in America.
As I was saying before this bedbug interrupted me, I'll wage me pirate gang outnumbers the sailors on that ship by 10 to 1 or more. You, over there, lift the sails, and you, load the cannon. We'll fire a few cannons into the air to scare their motley crew into surrendering.
Load the cannons!
Load the cannons? Oh no! This isn't what I thought would happen when we agreed to join the crew. What are we going to do now, Reader?
Don't give up. We've got top-notch imaginations. I'm sure we can think of a way to escape. In the meantime, though, I don't think we have any choice but to keep pretending like we're part of Blackbeard's crew. Reader, Priscilla, Lauren, let's act just like these pirates so they don't suspect we're plotting our escape. Do whatever Blackbeard says.
Ahoy, ye ragtag bunch of freebooters. Follow me lead. As we approach the ship, look fierce. Let me see ye make your fiercest faces.
Quick, Reader, do what he says. Make a nasty pirate face just like the rest of the crew. Great job.
Aye, them's the fiercest faces I've seen. Fierce enough to drive fear into the heart of any man who dare approach us. You'll make fine pirates, ye will. Now, we need to terrify these lily-livered sea swabs with our voices. Everyone together, shout out YAR on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. YAR! And again, and louder this time. 1, 2, 3. YAR! Great work, especially from me new crewmates. Especially you, little cockroach.
Cockroach? I'm not a... Oh, never mind. YAR!
Now, quickly, drop the dead man and run up the Jolly Roger. It's time to storm the ship. Let's go! YAR!
Wait, drop the dead man? That sounds bad. How can we save the crew on the other ship?
Don't worry too much about the sailors, Lauren. The dead man is the ship's anchor. Blackbeard is telling his crew to drop the anchor so they can board the British cargo ship. And that's exactly what they're doing. Quick, while they're distracted, let's hide behind these barrels so they don't notice we're not helping them loot the cargo ship. Look over there, Reader. The sailors are waving a white flag. That means they're surrendering. And they all have their hands up in the air. I guess they've decided it's easier and safer for them to give up the ship's supplies than it would be to fight this crew.
Wow! And now the pirates are coming back carrying tins full of sugar, tea, cocoa, and flour. There are even a few pirates carrying furniture. And over there, look! I see pirates lugging big, heavy bags. They must be full of silver and gold.
Shh, they're coming back. The pirates are climbing back aboard the pirate ship with their loot. The cargo is gone, but they're leaving all the sailors on the cargo ship safe to sail another day. Phew!
I left my home and went to sea when I was 10 and 3. I hopped aboard this pirate ship and Blackbeard said to me,
"Come join my crew, I need a few good men and women too."
We swabbed the decks and made a mess, the pirate's life for you.
Yarr!
Yo-ho-ho, me mateys. Bring out the grog while we check out this bountiful booty from the Brits.
Brits and booty, Brits and booty.
Shiver me timbers. Let's cast off for land. We've got a chest full of treasure to bury, after all. And, lucky for us, our new landlubber friends can do all the digging.
Do the digging.
Hey, where are those scallywags anyway?
Oh no, Lauren, it won't be long before Blackbeard realizes we're hiding and comes looking for us. We need to plan our escape now. But remember, we don't want to get off the pirate ship without my book bag, or else we'll never get back home. But I've got some bad news. My book bag is still way up there, on the top of the mast in the crow's nest, where we first landed.
Oh no. Reader, how can we possibly climb back up the mainsail to get the book bag without Blackbeard seeing us?
We have to figure out a way to divert his attention. What can we do, Reader? Hey, I've got an idea. Let's grab Blackbeard's parrot, Captain Flint, and hide him in the ship's hold. Blackbeard's bound to notice if his best friend goes missing, and if he goes looking for Captain Flint, we'll have a chance to get up to the mast.
Great idea. Reading Bug, if you fly up next to Captain Flint, I bet he'll follow you, and you can lead him right to the rest of us.
Okay, here I go. Hey, Captain Flint, over here.
What? Hey! I'm gonna get you, Bug.
It's working. He's following the Reading Bug. Okay, now, Priscilla, take off your scarf and throw it over the bird as soon as he's in sight. Now! Yes, now we've got him. And into the hold he goes.
Hey, shiver me timbers. Has anyone seen Captain Flint? Where could he have gone? Shh, quiet down, you lot. Where are you, me buddy?
Now's our chance. I'll go climb the mast. Wish me luck.
Priscilla, wait! It's dangerous! Wow, look at that, Reader. Priscilla is so brave. And she's so fast that she's already partway up the mainsail.
Is that you, me little Poochie Poo? Quiet, you ragtag scallywags. I think I hear Captain Flint. Don't worry. Daddy's coming for you, my little birdie wordy.
She's halfway up the mast. Hurry, Priscilla.
What's that? You're locked in the hold? Oh no, I'm coming for you. Stand back, Flinty Winty. I'm breaking in.
Look, Reader. Priscilla made it. She's waving at us now. And she's got the book bag in her other hand. We're almost out of here.
Don't worry, my lovely. I've got you now. Daddy was so worried about you, my little angel. What happened? Did you get stuck? Were you scared? Wait, what's that? Tricked you? And locked you in the hold? So they could distract me and climb the mainsail?
Squawk! Squawk! Squawk!
Yarr! Hey! What's that snively swabby doing up there in my crow's nest? Quick, grab that ungrateful little girl and be sure to take back the loot she's holding. What's rightfully mine?
Rightfully mine, rightfully mine.
And grab her land-loving friends and that tiny ant while you're at it.
Oh no, Reader, we've been spotted. Hey, get your hands off me, you filthy pirate.
Avast me, Captain. This old sea dog has nabbed the briny beauty and the bag she be holding. I peeked inside. You didn't steal nothing, Captain. But there's no treasure here. It's chock full of paper things, some with hard covers, some with soft covers. Never seen nothing like them before. Captain Blackbeard, do you want me to toss this worthless mess into the sea?
No! Those are my books, and they are more precious than gold. Books can take you anywhere and everywhere. Whatever you do, don't take my books!
Good work, mate. Don't listen to that bug. Throw the bag overboard!
No!
Oh no! The book bag! It's gone!
Now, bring the wench down here to the poop deck. Flogging is too good for these horn-swoggling interlopers. There's only one way to handle these landlubbers. Handsomely now, bring out the gangplank. Stealing me parrot was the last straw. It's time for you to walk the plank.
Reading Bug, I thought you said pirates didn't really make anyone walk the plank.
I guess I was wrong because we're about to.
Smartly now, tie up these scallywags and slap on the bloody blindfolds. It's time to take our visitors on the short walk down the plank.
Down the plank. Walk the plank.
Lauren, Reader, I can't see you because of the blindfold. I'm scared, but I know you're here with me. Can you reach out your hands to me? There, I found your hand, Lauren, and I'm holding it tight. I found your hand too, Reader. I feel stronger knowing that we are here together.
Reader, Reading Bug, Priscilla, I know things look dire, but let's all try to stay strong. If we work together, we can still imagine our way to a happy ending today. I know we can!
Thank you, Lauren. As Charlotte said to Wilbur in Charlotte's Web, you have been my friend. That itself is a tremendous thing.
That's enough yapping from ye. Time to meet your watery fate. Jump!
Jump! Jump!
This is it, friends. We're going to need to jump into the ocean below. Let's all hold hands, and we'll jump into the ocean together. Friends to the end. Are you ready? Think happy thoughts. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, jump! Oh my! That was a long way down. Hang on tight, everyone. The waves are pretty powerful way out here in the middle of the ocean. Don't let them separate us from each other.
Look, Lauren, the pirate ship has turned and is steering away from us. They're leaving us here in the middle of the ocean, and the book bag is nowhere to be found. What are we gonna do?
Hey, shh, what's that sound? Listen, Reader, it sounds like music?
Hello.
Bonjour.
Good morning.
And ciao.
Quick, grab a fin, and we'll help you swim now.
When we heard you were here, right back in the ocean, and caught by the pirates, we put plans into motion to make sure they didn't turn you into bait.
Now we've done our good deeds,
so let's celebrate! Isn't this a great twist at the end of our tale? The bad guys are gone,
and the good guys prevail!
Nice!
That was so good!
Danny, Donnie, Jenny, and Dora, is it really you? Thank you, thank you, thank you for saving us again.
Of course it's us. Hey, next time you plan on dropping in, give us a call, won't you?
Now's not the time for joking, Dee.
It's always time for joking, Donnie. Say, Lauren, do you know why pirates are called pirates?
No, Jenny. Why are pirates called pirates?
I don't know for sure. They just are.
Hey, Denny, what do you get when you cross a parrot with a shark?
That's an easy one. A bird that can talk your head off.
Ha! How much did the pirate pay to get his ears pierced, Danny?
Ha ha, a buccaneer.
Great jokes, Danny, Denny, Donnie, and Dora. You've really been working on your act, haven't you? All joking aside, though, you've saved the day. And our necks once again. We're so thankful. But I've got bad news. The pirates threw the Reading Bug's book bag into the ocean, so we've no way of getting back home. I'm afraid we're stuck here in 1718 for good. I'm so sorry, Priscilla, Reader. We may have escaped the pirates, but it doesn't look like we'll be able to head home. Danny, Donnie, Denny, and Dora, would you mind helping us swim to dry land at least?
Sure, Lauren. But before we go, do you know why dolphins are so smart?
I know, Danny. You've told this joke before. It's because you swim in schools, right?
Well, yes, but also because we occasionally find book bags like this one at the bottom of the ocean.
My book bag! You found it! Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you! Thanks to you, we'll be able to get back home and get Priscilla back to her family before they even realize she's gone. Thank you so much for saving us from Davy Jones' locker at the bottom of the sea.
It was our pleasure. Come back and see us again soon. Come on, Danny, Denny, and Donnie. Wave!
Okay, Reader and Priscilla, it's time to head back home. Are you ready to go? Reading Bug, open up that book bag for us. Now, everyone hop 3 times with me and then into the book bag. Here we go. 1 hop, 2 hops, 3 hops, and we're in!
We've had a big adventure within our book bag, and I think we saved the day. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, book bag. Now it's time to fly away.
It's working! We're finally heading home after a long adventure at sea! Look, Reader, the ocean and the pirate ship are getting smaller and smaller. And I can still see our friends Danny, Donnie, Denny, and Dora waving at us. Thank you for all your help rescuing Priscilla from Blackbeard and his pirate crew. You were so brave.
Yeah, the pirates sure were scary. But I'll always remember how we tricked Blackbeard and Captain Flint and how brave you were as we held hands and jumped into the ocean together. There are so many parts of this adventure that I can't wait to draw illustrations for once we get back home. What was your favorite part of our trip today, Reader? Well, if you had a blast, like I did, and want to learn more by reading any of the books in my book bag today, you can find a complete list at thereadingbug.com/adventures.
Look, Reader, we made it back home. And I can't believe it, but we're dry again, too. Phew! It would have been tough explaining why we were soaked from head to toe in seawater. As we say goodbye, I'll play music for you so you can draw pictures of our amazing trip to rescue Priscilla from the pirates. I hope you'll show your illustrations to your friends and family and tell them all about our adventure.
Goodbye, readers. Thank you for all your help. We'll see you soon.
Goodbye.
It's a reading bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures from The Reading Bug, our family-owned children's bookstore in Northern California. This is the final episode of our first season, and we want to thank everyone for their support. We've had our own adventure writing, recording, and producing these stories, and we couldn't have done it without your encouragement. We'll be back for season two soon and are very busy writing and recording new episodes. Just like we do every episode, I'll play some more music for you to color to in just a minute. But I want to say thank you to a few more people before I do.
Our Pirate Adventure is an original story written by Diane and Brandon Savage, and our motley crew of pirates and other performers includes lots and lots of family members. Chloe, Riley, John, Caitlin, and Brandon Savage, Dan, Shannon, and Matthew Shern, Rob DeCruz, and me, Lauren Savage. And we also had help from our bookstore staff, Heather McDill and Alexa Thanos.
Thanks to all the family members and friends who have lent their time and their voices to this podcast. Original music was written and performed by me, my brother Ross Gruet, and by Alexa Thanos. And thank you to Resonate Recordings for the awesome sound editing and sound effects. What a great team to work with. We hope our adventure introduced you to some great new books today. You can find a list and purchase any of the titles mentioned in our podcast at thereadingbug.com/adventures. And if you're looking for even more books, matched to your age and interests by our store staff, The Reading Bug offers a monthly book subscription shipping nationwide at readingbugbox.com. Whether you've got avid readers or finicky ones, it's a great way to explore perfectly matched new titles. Be the first to know when Season 2 episodes of Reading Bug Adventures are available by subscribing to our podcast. And in the meantime, to learn all about us, discover new reads, and check out more of our reading adventures, go to thereadingbug.com/adventures or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at The Reading Bug or on Instagram at Reading Bug Box. Thank you for joining me in The Reading Bug today, reader. We can't wait to see you next time. And I hope you'll re-listen to all of our Season 1 adventures and color some great new illustrations while you wait for Season 2. Goodbye.
Thank you.
yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. Yo-ho, yo-ho, I love the bright blue sea.
We're rough and tough and mean and bad,
but we never make the captain mad.
We get our pleasure from buried treasure, a pirate's life for me. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. Yo-ho, yo-ho, I love the bright blue sea.
Today we found a special treat, a girl to fix us food to eat.
We'll loot some ships and shake our hips, a pirate's life for me. When I was 10 and 3, I hopped aboard this pirate ship, and Blackbeard said to me,
"Come join my crew, I need a few good men and women too."
We swabbed the decks and made a mess, the pirate's life for you.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.